too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
Sucker, look at you. You out, sucker.
It's Golflandia 140. And that's a good track. They're called Black Honey. That's Madonna. Not Madonna. That's the song name. I don't like Madonna. But I do like Black Honey. I've realized that during this, and someone asked me this question, and I'll answer more when I solicited topics tonight. I forget who it was. The OG, A-U-G-E, the OG, talked about things I'm going to carry with me after this COVID crisis. And by the way, for the record, I was going to say posterity, but I think my brain is so fried from not having spoken with anyone in 3 weeks outside of the four walls of my house. I'm not sure that's a word or the right word to use. So I just... I'm going to say for historical record, this is a COVID podcast, 140, and that's why it sucks. Just in case I make it to podcast 1,000 and I look back at 140 and ask myself why I did this recording, that's why, dummy. The things I'm going to carry forward during this COVID crisis, I've learned I've had an affinity for surfer rock. I could never define it as a music genre, and I should have been able to. But then I went down this surfer rock on Spotify, and I liked, 75% of the songs, and a lot of good tracks have come out of this for the intro to this podcast that I'm going to rip. So that's Black Honey Madonna. We're going to call this Ghostlandia 1. Oh, by the way, golf is actually semi-back. These Cactus Tours and Outlaw Tours, which is the Cactus is the men, the Outlaw. Sorry, Outlaw is the men, Cactus is the women. They seem to be continuing. About 25-person fields, some drops. But you're becoming a little accustomed to the players, and there's not bad odds, plus you can parlay them. So why not? Alex Chake is playing this week. I'll talk about that more in a second. But this is Ghostlandia 1. Here's why. I did a Periscope last week, and I get the chills now because I think it's going to happen again. But on the Periscope, if you look back, I did a few of them, largely just to test the theory. There are objects flying through my head during the recording. I noticed it on camera a little bit when I was looking at it, but then afterwards I thought, wow, that's really bizarre. And subsequently, I would come into the office every day last week, tap my pen, and on cue, something would fly over my head, an orb. Fly over my head, through my head, like make my hair stick out and then dance, I'm looking at it right now, above the pipe above my head, the HVAC unit. Now, this office is 200 years old plus. It's had vampire-sized bats in here. Topical because of COVID. Maybe it all originated here. But it is not unusual for strange things to happen here to all of us in this office, as I've mentioned before, during the day or at night. We always feel like there's a presence with us. And then I look back into some old footage from some of the Periscopes I did, Each one, it seemed, had something fly over my head. Not dust, not a moth. You slappies, I know what a moth feels like to fly out of my brain. Okay? Nothing was flying. This used to be called the Transylvania Printing Company. Could there be a more appropriate name for a place with bats and ghosts? But yes, Transylvania Printing Company 200 years ago. This is where they sold their furniture, I guess maybe early 1900s. But hopefully it's a friendly ghost. I'm not fucking around, though. I could care less. Normally, in a life that actually mattered without COVID, I'd be a little more concerned, but fuck it. Bring it. I yell at this stupid ghost all day. I am not afraid of you. I'm totally fucking afraid of you. I'm looking over my shoulder like every 5 seconds. But anyway, that's Ghostlandia. Some of you people made fun of it, but other people are very interested and are now believers. I want that Zach guy from Ghost Adventures or Hunters. I want them in this office. I want to do a show. It's that serious. Some of your questions. Thoughts on the revamped PGA schedule, the_shimmy37, David Rocket. Rocket Man. I wonder if anyone calls him Rocket Man. That'd be a completely original name that I just created myself. Here's the thing. You've got three to be confirmed tournaments. June, July, opposite what was supposed to be the Open. I don't think it's going to be the Barbasol. I just don't think the Barbasol is going to happen this year. But you got June 15th, July 13th, July 27th. You've got one major. The Open's gone. PGA Championship August 3rd. And then they do their tour playoffs as scheduled August through September 7th. So the Masters will be in November. The U.S. Open in September. I guess in the FedEx Point Cup race, those don't count. Will they count next year? If the Tour Championship has already been decided, will you have two Masters in a season for the FedEx Cup? There's probably answers out there. I haven't done the research yet. That's how ill-prepared I am for podcasting right now. But I'm all for it. I mean, June seems a lot better than starting in September. I mean, June's not terribly far away. A little ambitious, maybe, but I am obviously all in. We are all in on that, on golf. Masters in the November, that'll be different from the scenery standpoint, having it in the fall without the spring blooming. You'll have the fall falling. Anyway, just excited for golf to be back, right? Especially on a golf podcast. Charlie R. Cross 1919. Update on your Zoom puts. Yeah, so Financelandia, Golflandia, Ghostlandia, Stocklandia. What else was there? Yarnlandia, of course. And by the way, Yarnlandia, what better skill can you have right now than be able to make something with your hands? A house? A car? Plumbing? Electrical? Surgeon? Knitting a sweater? So Yarnlandia wasn't too far off from being an actual good idea. Have I actually learned to knit? No. Have I done two episodes on Yarnlandia? Yes. Update on my Zoom puts from Financelandia, Stocklandia. I said on my Twitter feed that I feel that Zoom stock was a lot of overzealous buyers pumping up the price. It's trading 2,000 times earnings. We all know where those go. Down. I did some puts on some, I think it was 4.9 puts. Maybe it was. And they paid nicely. So I sold them, Charlie R. Cross 1919, for a profit. And then I did the SPSX, XBXS, which is if you're bearish, it goes up. Well, it hasn't gone up. Stocks are so oversold, everything is on the bounce right now. Poor Dave Portnoy today. A one-man show, by the way, and he is holding it together. They should pay him infinity money at Barstool. He is the tie that binds that entire network together, and he makes everyone a better performer, or even a performer, including everyone on that show. I mean, there's a couple of other funny players, but he is it. They should be paying him infinity dollars for what he's doing right now. Losing, what was his margin call today? $1.25 million? He lost $500,000 trying to short Boeing. I don't know who's giving him that advice, but the poor guy's losing seven figures in a few weeks to have himself live stream day trading. Just to keep content going on the network, that CEO needs to be paying him infinity times what they're making. But I think that people may love the content so much, or seeing Dave suffer, or maybe he's burned a few people in his past, that I think they're doing opposite trades to him. The whales are. Just to crush him. Possibly. I don't know. But that's it. Yeah. So there's Financialandia. One stock I will continue to short is Disney. Here's why. I'm not actually shorting Disney, but I'm going to do it for the content of this bit. My daughters chose to watch Dumbo over the weekend. 7 and 9 years old. I grew up not watching Disney movies, or any movie for that matter, because we had one TV and I was the fourth choice in terms of what I wanted to watch. They asked me if it was okay. I said, sure, it'll be a great movie. My wife yells from across the house, it's really sad, you shouldn't watch it. I said, it'll be fine, kids. It's Dumbo. 7 minutes into a Disney movie on the Disney Channel network thing that I pay a subscription for, times Netflix, times Amazon, times Hulu, times everything, times basic cable. Disney, with this product, had my children co-crying so hard simultaneously at the same time. That's what simultaneously means, at the same time. Whew, I got to get this brain through this podcast. 7 minutes, I look over, and everything's fine. It wasn't even the sad part. It's when the mom was on the train and the kid couldn't get in. My kids were co-crying so badly, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a bit they're pulling on me. And I said, are you upset because Colin Farrell, main character in the show, are you upset because Colin Farrell's southern accent is so bad? That joke didn't land like I thought it would. It was my fault for making them watch Dumbo. Not my fault. It's Disney's fault, which I'm now shorting. Not really shorting, but will short. I'll check it first. How could Disney make that movie to make children cry? So thanks for ruining April, Disney Corporation, .org, .com. Weeping. It wasn't even the sad part, evidently. I haven't seen the movie. 7 minutes in. His accent was so bad. I don't know how they cast him in a southern accent, Colin Farrell, from Ireland. I might as well just do a movie in a British accent, because evidently you can get cast that way. In fact, I will. There you go, Disney. I'm available. I'll play a chimney sweep. I'll see for your chimney. Get on me that. How's that? Pretty good? There you go. Guess what? I won't make your kids cry. The devil won't come down the chimney that I sweep. What the fuck was that? That accent got weird. I am going crazy, by the way. I said I was 4/7 away from nuts. I am a good solid 2/7 away. Hank Marduk is Chief _ Weber. How long until Fauci has his own reality show? He's 80-something. He looks 50-something. I'm not sure he's going to have his own reality show. I think if it was 30 years earlier, he would be the next Dr. Oz times 50. By the way, Dr. Oz has a Cameo account now where everyone is a Cameo. Sean Avery from the Rangers has a Cameo. What the hell? I'm going to do a Cameo and charge $3. I'll say anything you want. Anything you want. Happy birthday to anyone. I'll say anything for $3. What's your ghost's name? Charlie Cross. One question, Charlie, by the way. I'll give you two today, but you're minus one next week. The ghost name is Edwin, because I did a Did Someone Die Here search in this office, and I'm looking over my shoulder because I feel he's here right now. I'm not afraid of you. I swear to God, I'm not afraid. His name's Edwin. Someone named Edwin died here. I'm sorry, Edwin, that you died here. I am not here to piss you off. All I want to do is a quick podcast, drink some sodas, fill up my cup with ice, wash my hands, pee with the door open, whatever. Josh Hornsby, Josh ADHD. Your thoughts on how banks have handled this SBA loan debacle? I think banks, at least this bank locally, small banks, they handled it like a champ. They didn't have a lot of information. They didn't navigate through it like the small businesses do. We did it together. We worked on applications for 2 weeks. And they did great. I mean, how are you going to administer loans for 30 million small businesses in general in 2 weeks? It's impossible. Do the numbers. 1,000 people at 1,000 applications a day? That's 1 million a day times 30 days? Is that even realistic to underwrite 30 loans or 1,000 loans a day times 1,000 people? It's just impossible. 5, 6 months, 7 months it's taken me to refinance my house. Mess up these papers. I'm nervous. This Edwin ghost has freaked me out. Thanks, Cross, 1919. The OG. Oh, yeah. Should sports come back? Hey, OG. Should sports come? I don't even know if it's the OG. It's the OJ. OJ. Is it fancy? OJ. OJ. O-A-U-G-E. The _ OG. OJ. The OJ Simpson. Should sports come back in May or June? He didn't ask that fucking question. Wrong page. Sorry. Recently acquired habits that you carry with you when life returns to some semblance or normal. Surfer rock, as I mentioned. Swimming. I'm doing that every day. The pool is open and it's 85, suckas. That's right. I heated it for 3 days. 85 degree pool. How about that? It's great now not to have friends. Swimming every day. And then Cool Whip. What about that? Do you understand that Cool Whip as a dessert item, and you can eat it on berries, you can eat it on pie, you can eat it on cakes, you can eat it like ice cream. And don't buy the no sugar stuff because it's all the same calories. A whole tub of Cool Whip is like the calorie count of a cookie at Panera. It's 500 calories for the whole tub. That shit's incredible. Only eat Cool Whip. We're all going to die of some diabetes if we don't get taken by COVID because we're so fat eating at home all day long, stress eating. Cool Whip. Bury me in that stuff. Right, Edwin Ghost? Yeah? I'll bring you some Cool Whip. It's in the fridge. Have it when I'm gone, ghost. The ghost's name is Edwin Encarnacion. Yes. Solid 40-year-old DH. Slugs 30 home runs a year. I swear, Edwin, you are an ancient ghost. You are not, you probably didn't have Cool Whip in the turn of the century, but all you had was like, what? Dengue fever? And potatoes? Well, Cool Whip's in the fridge. Give that shit a try. You would have never died if you had Cool Whip. I'm going to try to pick up some white noise feedback on this podcast. See if he talks to me. Are you, P-Dub 121, are you worried the ghost watches you while you're in the bathroom? Yes, I am. I did that today. It's part of having an empty office. I can do whatever the hell I want. Leave the door open. Now, Anthony, sorry, Anthony, six, looks like his phone number is at Twitter account, so I won't give it out. Anthony, should sports come back May or June? Fanless venues reduce risk, but it's also, but is the squeeze worth the juice? Ooh, I like that. Is the squeeze worth the juice? I think it's going to come back regardless. I think it needs to start at some point. I think regardless of when you're going to bring back sports, you're, as I've said before, just the sociology, not sure if that's the right a discipline monitoring this, but just the sociology of how people will interact with each other and with public and with live events, knowing that coronavirus will not be gone by June. It will not be gone by fall. There won't be a vaccine probably till next year. I just think that regardless, it's going to change. So you might as well, golf's a perfect place to start. It's a great television viewing sport. There, it's outdoors. There is some distance you can create with it if you do decide to have fans there. And let's bring it back. I know the NFL will probably want to start day one. I think it's in a much different predicament. But you're going to have to. I am right now live talking to a ghost that may or may not exist in my office and inviting it to eat the Cool Whip in my fridge. That's how insane we are. I am after 3 weeks. I don't know how much more I can do of this. Here's some sanity. The Outlaw Tour, Alex Chayka. I cannot believe that the Orange Tree Classic, that he's not even the shortest priced. I can't believe he's not closer to even money. He's the only one in this field that has won on tour or is on tour, the PGA Tour, and Chayka can straight play. And then you've got the Apache Creek tournament on the Cactus Tour for the ladies. And then there is Paige Lee, I love. Her name is Paige Lee. I don't love, I just love as a wager. By the way, my financial advisor sent flowers to my wife that said, thinking about you, XOXOX, Ben. What the hell? That could mean, well, it obviously means, it could mean a million things. Someone goes, yeah, it could also mean one thing, and one's a number. But Brenna Lervick at plus 15,000. That means if you put a $100 bill down and Brenna Lervick wins, you get $15,000 in return. She's finished second at this course in 18 and 19. At this course, 28 player field, and there's two of the top talent. The shortest price players are gone. They withdrew. Strom and Peterson. I think they're both from Sweden. So Lervick, Paige Lee, Alex Chayka, this will keep me sane for another week, as if I was before. I hope to talk to you at 140 if I don't die tonight from this ghost. Bye now.
your cool.